Hi, welcome back. It's Jackie Wicks, and it's week two of The Cleanse. I'm here with JJ. Hi, JJ.
Hey.
I am so psyched, I have to say, to be going through this. I'm already feeling better, and I have to tell you that the only thing I've noticed in the beginning is exactly what you said, that I don't feel bad at all. I was a tiny bit more tired. You know, I kind of almost felt like I needed a nap, and I think it was from, you know, not having the sugar and some of the stuff that I have almost started a habit with in the morning.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I was
heard a little of your habits, I could tell you. You know, I would have expected with you that you would have been a little dairy cranky. And again, when you've been eating sugar, and I think we don't even realize the places sugar sneaks in and you pull it out, you will feel a little tired at first because your body was like a car running on sugar and you want to turn it into a hybrid that really uses fat first, right?
Exactly, and I was happy to know that, though, and I didn't feel bad. I just felt a little tired, which was completely workable and doable.
And now?
Well, now I feel great. I mean, you're here listening to my voice. I'm kind of bouncing off the
fabulous.
Walls.
Okay,
and
good.
By the way, bounce off the walls without a huge cup of coffee or
okay,
without,
yeah,
you know, all
say,
that
that's
stuff.
That's a different bounce off the walls. It is funny when you first do this, though, you'll always see people at first kind of freaking out, you know, as they make the adjustments. And then 5 days later, 7 days later, it's like, wah, you know.
Yeah.
I'm going,
well,
okay.
The pizza was so hard for me. The first day, I kept hearing over and over in my mind what you had said. The thing that you want the most is the thing that you absolutely cannot have. And I was walking right, I was in Whole Foods, I was walking right past the pizza, and I said, that is the thing I want the most. And I actually passed by, which I was pretty surprised even by my own actions.
Good. See, because this gave you, in a normal situation, you probably wouldn't have, but we can do anything for 2 weeks. And
right.
So I look at this not only as 2 weeks as we're really pulling out some of the reactive foods that can hurt our body and reducing our exposure to specific chemicals and then increasing detoxification, which we're going to really hit home today. But I also look at it as a way to kind of break some of those habits that have creeped up, right?
Right.
Yes. So one of the things I want to emphasize before we jump into today is that you were kind of offline telling me about the fact that you'd listened to Dr. Kayla Daniels and Jeffrey Smith and Dr. Tom O'Brien, and I wanted you just to share with people who haven't managed to listen to those amazing bonus calls yet. Don't take my word for it. Take Jackie's word for it. So give just a little quick, you know, listen to the call shout out.
It's so important, and to reiterate, this is in that experts library, that bonus, the bonuses that you got in the Get Started materials before the classes started. And I sat and I listened to them, and I particularly listened to them because my husband has gluten issues, and there's one with Tom O'Brien about putting down the bread basket, and obviously the one with Dr. Kayla Daniels about the soy and also the GMO things, and there's so much good information in there, but what strikes me the most is how clearly they give analogies and how clearly the information is presented. I mean, even in Dr. Kayla Daniels, she starts talking about soy and she starts talking about all these different studies, but she also gives really practical advice, meaning, listen, the little soy in your miso soup isn't going to be a problem, but, you know, in these countries, they view it as a condiment. They're not viewing it as we are here, where it's taking over all meat and all dairy and then becoming a problem. It's just the way the information was presented. I've heard bits and pieces and a lot of this stuff before, but what really struck me are these people are obviously educating physicians, and I'm getting this information, you know, right there in the bonuses. I'm getting these talks that I could never have access to. So I can't reiterate enough, take a little bit of time out, even if you're doing something else and you're not completely focused on it, just leave it on your computer and start listening and start, you know, getting some of this information so that you can make massive improvements. I was really struck by it.
Good. Yeah, I still remember sitting and listening to Jeffrey Smith at this conference and just going, oh, my gosh, what do I do now?
Yeah. we're going out to eat.
I did hear each of them at medical conferences, and at the time I was like, oh, I have to get your stuff out. People have to hear this information because, again, this is not information that most food companies want out there.
And it was just so obvious about all the different data points that were presented that it's something to just really pay attention to and figure out how this might work within your own life.
Exactly. So this is important because this is the week, you know, first week was kind of was the, okay, let's dive in, get going with the shakes. Get used to the shakes. I know we have people loving the shakes, people flipping out about the shakes. It's so funny, though, and you always hear all ends of the spectrum. But then everyone kind of settles into them and goes, oh, this is good. Life is easier. I feel better.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I take it back. But, you know, so we've gone through week one. We're going to move into kind of another level with week two, where especially if you're in this for some fast fat loss as well, which, you know, I know what 99% of the people are, we're going to talk about how to take it to the next level. And I love this program because besides the cleanse aspect, it also for a lot of people serves as a good plateau buster if you're stuck.
Right. Yeah.
So yeah. We'll talk about how to do that. And then also, and of course, we'll talk about if you are that one person out there who they didn't want to lose weight. I think maybe there's one, maybe two. You know who you are. But before we go there, I want to go through some other things that you can do to facilitate good detoxification. And again, we spoke before that detox is both a continuum and an integrated approach. And what I mean with a continuum is detoxification is everything from, say, switching from drinking soda to drinking sparkling water with its little squeeze of lime, to going into far infrared saunas and using chelating materials to pull out heavy metals. All of that is detoxification. And along with that continuum, it's an integrated approach, meaning you don't just do one thing to detoxify. And of course, the more you do, the better. And the things I'm going to talk about are things that I really want to look at you bringing into your everyday life, because I really believe that we should spend some focused time multiple times a year where we just go, it's kind of like regroup, okay? What's kind of crept up? And I mean, you know, I always like to be totally candid. It's like, you know, my favorite food groups, let's face it, would be dark chocolate, sourdough bread, coffee, and wine.
Wine.
Yeah, wine. I think, you know, yes, I think the Wix would be wine, wouldn't it? So it's always a good regroup time for me to go, all right, Missy, it's time to bring that down. So, because I'll go, gosh, red wine has got resveratrol and it's so good for you. And it's like, okay, you can rationalize anything. But it is a time to look at, okay, how much am I sleeping? How much am I exercising? Right?
Right.
How much wine's going in? How much coffee's going in? I shared, I think, before that when we were taping Freaky Eaters, my co-star and I was like, I thought we're going to have to pay rent over at Starbucks. So, you know, it's really to look at those things and get them back into a place where they're going to support your health rather than undermine it. Because for so many things, whether it's exercise or supplements or food, you know, the dose can either be it can be therapeutic or it can actually be poison. Too much exercise is bad for you, right? Too much healthy food is bad for you. So It's really kind of getting you to look at all these things, take some focused time that's all about you. Don't we love that? It's all about you. And get it together with some of these things. And then my hope, my goal, is that a lot of these things will become habits that you just keep going with, that you'll realize, wow, starting the day with a shake is so much easier. I'm not eating dessert for breakfast. My energy is so much better. I'm just going to keep on going with that one. You know, drinking water first thing when I wake up, before each meal, glass of water before bed, I'm getting that water in. I'm going to keep going with that one. So the goal is with a lot of these, and I know it's kind of sneaky, is that this will just become the way that you roll because you realize how much better you feel. So let's move into some of the habits that are critical for you to just detoxify on a daily basis, because when you think about it, it's not like, okay, just every Thursday I get exposed to toxins. I'll worry about it then. No. You know, yes, we're doing a more focused detoxification program right now. We're facilitating more of that phase two getting rid of. But you know what? Every day we're hit by toxins. Every day we need to eliminate toxins. You really want to find the perfect balance in that equation where you're reducing your exposure as much as possible, because it's impossible to completely reduce it. Impossible. And then you want to increase your elimination as much as possible. So where you reduce exposure, and I'm going to guide you to, you know, the first thing we talked about was removing exposure from reactive foods.
Mm-hmm.
And again, gluten, soy, eggs, dairy, corn, peanuts. Gluten, soy, eggs, dairy, because I see a lot of reactivity to those. Peanuts, because of potential with aflatoxin mold. Corn, because of the GMO, and it's very high glycemic. We're looking at GMO foods, corn and soy. Damaged fats are another big one that are reactive foods and potentially carcinogenic and toxic. And, of course, chemical cuisine. You know, any of the refined foods with chemicals, you have no idea what they are, that would be considered chemical cuisine. And for the most part, when you start to look at the diet foods out there, they're chemical cuisine. I mean, that's the big joke with so much of the soy products. It's like soy doesn't start out as a soy dog or soy cheese.
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
mm-hmm.
who likes soy cheese really anyway?
I just think it's absolutely disgusting. But
can
that's
you take
a
that
personal
and bounce
thing.
That off the wall, or is that just me playing with my food? I mean, man, right? Oh man, ick. Anyway, if you look at so many of these soy products, and I'm always amazed because I go to this place called Expo West each year, and it's like 10,000 exhibitors, and I'd say 70% it's like one big soy festival. And I'm going, but all this stuff is refined. I mean, it's garbage, people. So the first thing, again, is removing those reactive foods. We've done that. And don't you find it's so, once you get over the whole, like I know with you, like once you got over the pizza issue, Missy,
yes.
don't you find that life is just easier having pulled those foods out? You don't have to think about it. Like,
well, exactly, and I what I like is that thing that you sort of call meal assembly. There isn't a lot of choice left, so you're really starting to understand to use food for energy, what it's really meant to be doing for you versus, you know, taking up so much of your time and your, you know, decision making.
You know, choice makes you fat. That was
it's
probably
interesting.
Not a politically correct statement, but just think about a buffet. Too much choice creates a problem. We need choice. I think the only place we could have a lot of choice is in vegetables. But in reality, people eat the same things. When I pull these things out, they're just mad because I took their muffins and bread away.
Right.
You know, I mean, that's it. But when you look at it, there's still the right choices available. Clean, lean protein, healthy fats, loads of non-starchy vegetables, loads of non-starchy vegetables, and a little bit of high-fiber, low-glycemic, what I call slow, low-carbs. There's still plenty of choices out there, but not so many that you're going to lose your mind and pig out, right?
But also it gave me the accountability to make the soups, the huge vegetable soups I love, and because I always want to make them. But, again, it's like, wait, there was a choice over there. I'll just go get that instead. It's like, nope, there's no choice. Here's your soup. Here's your stuff. And, you know, personally, it got me back to a place where I like to be when I'm at my best.
Yes. Exactly. And it kind of reminds you, doesn't it? It's like a lot of the stuff I'm saying, it's not like startling information. It's you're going, oh, yeah, I need to do that. But now
right.
because you committed with your wallet, because nothing makes you do something than spending money on it, right? You're going,
exactly.
Oh, damn, but it's true. I mean, it's true. If we gave this away for free, people wouldn't be doing it.
Right.
So the next part of this is to reduce exposure. And, again, I'm going to always look at things that we're doing every single day. The reason that we put in the calls on the expert library was for you to realize that, you know, places that we get a lot of exposure that are so easy, you're not even going to notice the difference, are in cleaning products and a lot of the beauty products.
Wow.
And I think people don't think about that. And I had to make a very, I mean, this was like, why am I doing this? Why am I using the Ultra Sudsy cleaning product with the toxins in it? And if you have access to Trader Joe's, this is one of the like cheapest places you can go get the cleaning products. Same with Target. Those are where you can get a lot of the organic, you know, bad chemical-free cleaning products. If you listen to that call by Jema Rustano, and then we have the – do we have Michelle Nakarati Chopkis up yet? If not, we got to get her up.
Yes, we do.
Okay. I'd just like to say her name. I had to practice. I was on a panel. I had to introduce her, and I'm like, what'd you say your name was again? But when you look at it, these are things that we are getting exposed to every single day. And even if you're not doing the cleaning, and I hope you're not, you're still smelling the fumes. Mm-hmm. So, you know, look at those cleaning supplies. My gosh, I remember hearing a story about a Chihuahua dying from a Swiffer because the Swiffer, she was licking the Swiffer liquid off from the floor. And it's like, ugh.
Really?
Yes, you hate to hear that stuff. But the dry cleaner, like I use a non-toxic dry cleaner. I use non-toxic cleaning products. I'm going to come clean here. I've used everything I possibly can in beauty products, non-toxic, but there's just certain things that, you know, like Latisse that, sorry, Charlie, I'm going to use it. Michelle Nakarati-Chopkas tells you how to go rate your beauty products. So you can actually go online and find the companies that are doing better for you. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can pick the mineral cosmetics. I just bring this up because this is where, like, women eat 10 pounds of lipstick a year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know? What about deodorant? I mean, I've heard deodorant's one of the, men's and women's, one of the biggest culprits.
I know, and this is such a challenge for me. I think one of the big things we have to remember is don't shave your armpits and then put on deodorant. It's like, come on. Because I got to tell you, I have tried all of those non-toxic deodorants, and maybe it's me, I don't know, but they just don't seem to be working.
Right. No, me, it doesn't work for me either, which is why I'm bringing that up.
I know. So that's one of those ones that I do. I just have made a point to at least not shave my arms and then put it on. It's like, hi, come right in. Come on in.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, I still do use that one in the morning because I tried that crystal and my underarms laughed at that crystal.
Yeah, so did mine. So I'm just glad to clarify that because you really have to still make
shot.
It work in your life.
Yeah, pick
you
your
know?
Shots. It is funny because some of my friends, you know, I have a lot of friends in the healthcare field and some of my friends just downright stink. And I'm like, you know what? Deodorant. I'm sorry, but like, I'm having trouble standing in your presence because you smell bad. You know, and if I told you who it was, it's like some big names. We'll leave it at that. So look at wherever you can possibly reduce exposure. We gave you the Dirty Dozen cleaning supplies. It used to be that they were a fortune. Now you can actually get cleaning supplies that aren't any more expensive than the other ones. Also, if you go on Google and YouTube, you can find out how to make your own if you're so inclined. I'm so lazy, so I got to tell you, I'm not going to do it. But there's a lot of stuff you can use as kind of like home remedies using vinegar and things like this too. So, you know, it's easier than you think it is. So that's the first part because, again, the first part of the equation is obviously reducing exposure. One of the big things that I did this past year to reduce exposure was, I don't know if you've started to think about this, but how many water bottles? I thought, oh, my gosh. First of all, I'm, like, you know, personally creating my own landfill. But
yeah, me too.
Yeah, you know, I was looking at this amount of phthalates, and I thought about my kids and the amount of phthalates they were getting. So we've switched to getting safe drinking bottles as our option. So,
you mean the BPA-free?
What you can do is, I mean, stainless steel, the SIG water bottles, you know, the mm-hmm. different water bottles out there
right.
that are the safe water bottles. And, you know, what's great about those, too, is I don't know, this is my own weirdness. For some reason, if I have a glass, I just don't drink from it. But if I have a water bottle, I do.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, we have the same thing. The kids have water bottles, you know, especially because they're not, they don't think about it because they're not going to go get a cup of water, but they have their bottle all day and they drink from it.
Right. So it's a perf one because then you actually can find out. I find with a glass, I really don't have any clue how much I drank, but with water bottles, I tend to note it. So that's what I do. Now, and of course, you have to drink clean water. Duh. That's another one.
You know, I'd love you to elaborate a tiny bit on that because there's so much conflicting. There's just so much different information about
that. I know, and you know what? Honestly, I'm not going to get like a master's degree in water purification. What I have at home, I have an amazing air purifier. I'll have to go look at the name of it, but I know when I Googled air purifiers, it came out as the best one.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just put filters on all of my water faucets, and that's how.
That's what we do.
Yeah, and then change the filters because I thought, you know what, this could become a whole, like, thing, and I'm just not going to do that. So we filtered all the water. One of the things I do want to remind you of is that your skin is a sieve, so it's not just about filtering your drinking water. You really want to go the whole nine yards and filter it all, because if it's going on your body, it's going in your body. I mean, that's
mm-hmm.
it's not just about when you put lipstick on, you're eating it, which you are doing, but you're also it's getting absorbed. So if that wasn't the case, we wouldn't use transdermal, you know, drug creams. Because it wouldn't work. So
mm-hmm.
your skin is a sieve, so you do need to think about that. And another thing that you can do along the line of air purifiers and water purifiers that I think people don't really think about is green plants. Green plants act like air purifiers.
Mm.
Now, if you can manage to keep your green plants alive, this is a great option for you. I'm one of those plant killers out there. I had someone come over and they go, "You realize you're watering a fake plant." I go, "Really?" You know, so I thought I was so pleased with myself because I had this plant that I managed to keep alive. And what I didn't notice was it never got any bigger or smaller. Always looks good. I was like, oh my gosh.
Oh,
so yes, I was watering a fake plant. But I do have a couple now, and that's one of the things I've been looking for, more hardy plants inside, ficus, et cetera, so that you can help purify the air. So green plants are one that you should really look at. They are great for you to do. Another important one is sweating. And we talked about in the first class, we talked about moving more. And we're also going to be talking about burst training today. And the reason is because exercise can help you with both sweating and circulation, which are both critical for good detoxification. We're going to focus on sweating first, though. And here's an interesting one, Jackie. People who are poor detoxifiers, you know, we talked about people who have a slow phase two, a slow elimination. I find the classic people are people who don't poop well
mm-hmm.
and or sweat well.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the markers of that you're getting healthier and you're detoxifying is the ability to start sweating faster.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So I've always been quite a sweater. Actually, I've been bummed about how much I sweat, but now I'm happy about it. That's why you don't want to use things that stop you from sweating. You want to sweat,
mm-hmm.
right? But things that can – one way that you can help yourself sweat is by using a far infrared sauna. And you can actually buy these for home. This is, I think, going to be my holiday present to myself this year is a far infrared sauna. They're a couple $1,000s, and you can get them for home.
Mm-hmm.
I think Sunlighten is one of the better home brands. But
mm-hmm.
if you don't have, like, the $3,000 to cough up to stick the Sunlighten in your garage or your apartment dweller and you don't have a garage, an inexpensive option for a couple $100 is a far infrared blanket.
Mm-hmm. What is that?
So it's a blanket with it's got far infrared, what would that be? I was going to say vibes, but it's not vibes. It's like, you know, anyway, it sends far infrared. You wrap yourself up in it. It's got a little hood. You wrap yourself all up and it warms you up. But far infrared is different than a regular sauna or different regular heating because it penetrates deep. It gets into the fat. And remember, the fat's where a lot of these toxins hang out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it gets deep into there, which is just awesome, and helps you start to liberate this fat.
Mm-hmm.
So what I find with people is one of the markers we can tell they're starting to detoxify and get better at is they start sweating faster.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, again, exercise, of course, is a good one, but I still find people who don't sweat well, even when they're exercising, just aren't sweating well, but the far infrared can start to get them going with that. So that's one to consider. Saunas work, but they don't work like far infrared. Far infrared is able to penetrate much deeper at a lower temperature, so you can stand it for longer, but it gets deep into the fat, and that's, again, where those a lot of the toxins hang out, and that's why people get weight loss resistant, because your body says, you know what, we're going to keep these toxins here to protect you. You're not a good detoxifier. We'll just keep them. We'll store
mm-hmm.
this. This is where we're
mm-hmm.
storing petrochemicals, phthalates, et cetera, and so it doesn't want to let go of the fat. So if you're one of those people, boy, far infrared can really make a difference.
If for some reason you say, okay, I'm just going to stick with my sauna for now, is that something
it's
that
better
can
than
help?
Oh, yeah. I mean, whenever I have access to a sauna, I do it, you know.
Okay.
But, you know, again, everything counts, and that's the
right
thing, putting an integrated approach. Anything you can possibly do counts. So if you can
stay right
in a sauna, great. If you can get access to a far infrared, better. If you can have a far infrared, all of them. Do whatever you
mm-hmm.
possibly can.
Mm-hmm.
All right, next one is circulation. Now, this is one that you can easily do. One of the fun ways to do it is massage is a great thing here, and especially if you can do when you're doing a massage. Have you ever had lymphatic drainage massage?
I have a long time ago, though.
Doesn't it suck? It's like watching grass grow. I remember I had it done, and I go, I paid for that. And so what I would tell you is have them do some lymphatic drainage within your massage.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's like if I'm going to get a massage, I want something to happen. I want to get in there. So, but I have them add a little extra because it's really good. So massage and especially some lymphatic drainage in there is going to be great. Exercise, of course, is another one. Rebounding, you know, people, I remember when the whole rebounding trend was going on. Well, it was when I was in college, and I remember I was in a sorority and we had rebounders, and people would go pig out and then rebound because it was so funny. I'm like, that's not going to work, gal. You know, it burned 100 calories for every 10 minutes. I'm like, but you just ate like 1,000 calories.
Right.
What are you going to do? Like, you staying here all night? So rebounding, though, is great. Forget it for exercise, but use it for circulation, enhancing circulation. Then another easy one, and this is one that I do couple times a week, is to use a dry brush, and you just give yourself big, deep, you know, people are like, what's a dry brush? It's a skin brush that's dry, is a dry
mm-hmm.
brush, and
mm-hmm.
just brush your body before you get into the shower.
Mm-hmm.
It helps with both exfoliation and circulation. So you should get a little, you know, don't draw blood, but you should get a little red, warm from doing it, right?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, very cool. Now, another thing you can do to increase elimination, and I'm going to do, now that we've talked about this again, I'm going to do this. You've completely motivated me. I'm going to stop being scared. Is to put some kale and spinach in your shakes.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I am just, now that you say that you can't taste it, I don't care if I've got like a swampy looking shake.
It is swampy really looking, but you nailed it. It looks like a swamp, but you do not taste anything. You can pile it in there, and it tastes exactly like it tastes when you put berries in there, just because the coconut milk and the shake just have an overpowering flavor.
Then I'm going to try it, because here's the thing. Very important for detoxification are more greens. In fact, green drinks are a great thing to do. It's just I find most people hate green drinks. And I don't like to put it in my shake because it totally destroys your shake. I mean, not only does it look swampy, it tastes swampy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm doing green drinks, I have to do them as shots because there's no other way I can, like, hang with them. But I'd rather eat my greens, and if I can throw them in my shake, I'm totally happy. So I'm throwing kale and spinach in my shake. And I especially love kale, cabbage, broccoli, onions, garlic, things that are very high in sulfur, because your body needs sulfur to do phase 2 detoxification. So that's a huge one. We talked about the fact that you need amino acids to carry the toxins out of the body. And sulfur, it's called sulfation, is one of the ways that we detoxify, do phase 2 detoxification. So look for foods that are rich in sulfur. And we also stress, of course, green vegetables and vegetables in general, because they have a lot of antioxidants. And that's going to support your own antioxidant defenses to rise. And you really want to pump up your antioxidants, because when you're going through moving from phase 1 to phase 2 detoxification, you create oxidative stress, which you
mm-hmm.
need antioxidants to help quench. Otherwise, you know, and we talked about this last week, if you do things that speed up phase 1, like, you know, go on a juice fast, and shut down phase 2, like going on a juice fast, all you do is increase the aging process and make yourself more toxic, because you freed these toxins up. I mean, don't free up toxins if you're not going to get them out. That's
mm-hmm.
the worst thing you can do. And speaking of that, that means you better be pooping. Remember, you poop, you pee, you sweat. That's how you detoxify. You poop, you pee, you sweat.
I have improved massively in that category, and I didn't even understand what it meant to improve before last week's class. So that's my personal information I will share.
We did provide that stool survey, and that helps, because a lot of people don't realize that they have a problem there, because they've heard, you only poop twice a week. Well, that's normal for you. No. Not
mm-hmm.
normal. You need to have 1 to 3 good bowel movements a day. Mm-hmm. And that means, again, take the stool survey, because I go through, what does that mean? Well-formed. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so identify that. And then, again, if you are not pooping well, first of all, we are increasing your fiber. I believe people should have 50 grams or more of fiber a day, which is why I like to add fiber supplements in, because I find most people don't do it. And that I add extra seeds in, like chia and hemp and freshly ground flax. But fiber is a huge one. Water, of course, with that fiber to create that sponge that starts getting it to move through and increases what we call transit time. So it's not spending as much time hanging out in your body. Because I would just ask you to think about, like, if you had a bowel movement and you left it in the toilet, what would happen?
I don't know.
Would you know it's there?
You would. This is a trick question.
This is,
right. Of course you'd know it's there, yes.
You would know it there, because why?
Well, because that's where you were.
It smells. You know because it smells. Just like you know, my little princess dog, who now no longer poops in this house, but when she was a puppy and learning, she had a couple problems, and I always knew it was there.
Right.
You know, because it smells.
Right.
So what's happening if instead of having your 1 to 3 bowel movements a day, you're having them 1 to 2 times a week? Where is it?
Yeah.
You know?
Wow. Yes.
Ooh. Bad visual.
Yeah,
so,
I agree.
Fiber, water, exercise. We talked about magnesium citrate, magnesium and vitamin C as a great way to help there, right?
Mm-hmm.
Prunes that you could throw in your shake. And if all else fails, there's a product from Thorne. I think you guys are going to post herbal laxative. You can
mm-hmm.
start with 1 or 2 a night. That's not something you need to use for the long haul. Usually that's just to inspire you. It gets things moving. And I also think that's a great travel product. Just if you're one of those people who traveling kind of throws you off your game. Now,
mm-hmm.
another thing you can do is you can put, I think you should be taking a detox bath a couple times a week. I do this every night. This is my ritual. And I am always kind of trading out what I do, but some of the things I like to put in there are Epsom salts for the magnesium, right?
Mm-hmm.
And baking soda for the sulfur.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you can also use like some of the Himalayan salts that are detoxifying. So there's a variety because of all the heavy, you know, the great minerals in them. So think about taking a detox bath a couple times a week. I mean, especially getting that one into a ritual, because that helps with sleep. And one of the big things that I tell people to do, and in fact, if I could only choose one thing in the world as my health advice that people would follow that would change their life overnight, it would be to get a good night's sleep. And this is more important than ever when you're going through detoxification, because, again, we talk about detoxification being very nutrient-dense. You need a lot of good nutrients, but it's also very energy-dense, and you need to sleep, rebuild, recover. So 7 to 9 hours of sleep is critical, and so taking that bath and warming your body up helps facilitate faster cool-down that kind of triggers the melatonin release and helps you sleep well.
So, you know, one of the nights I slept 12 hours in the week.
You're rebuilding your adrenals.
It was fantastic. I was so rested. And it's funny because I kept crediting the fact that I wasn't having coffee or wasn't having any, you know, of those helpers that give you energy. But I'm sure it's all going into that are helping me sleep better.
Right. Well, if you do those things later in the day, if you have to find out, you know, how fast of a caffeine detoxifier are you? I'm a slow caffeine metabolizer, so if I do caffeine later in the day, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Just
me too.
Crashed. I can't sleep. And, you know, it's like occasionally I'll end up, if I have to do a speaking engagement at night, which is terrible because I'm brain dead at night, then I have to save espresso for then, and then I'm done. I can't sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that is an important one, is kind of understand how long it takes you to clear your caffeine. And some people are so sensitive they can't do it at all. You know, it's going to impact their sleep. So if you're someone
mm-hmm.
with poor sleep, that's always one to consider. And then, of course, and we've included a lot of this if you are using, you know, the way we set this program up is we wanted to make sure that if you were outside of the United States, you could still do it, which is why we set out a handout that told you what to look for in a shake. But honestly, I have tasted, it's not just about what's in the shake, because there's couple different brands I will use, not many. I think there's 4 out there that I found, but the other one's multi-level, 2 are only sold through doctors. But of those 4, there's only 2 I really like the way they taste. So,
right.
You know, I mean, that's the other challenge. People have to like it. And then you have to take that shake and make, you know, and work it towards your taste. I mean, I know that I am in love with the chocolate Vegalite with a little decaf coffee, coconut milk. You can throw a little cinnamon in, the metabolic and freshly ground flax. Oh, my gosh. That is so darn good. I've also played around with that with just like chocolate and blackberries, also very yummy. And then on the vanilla side, I think the vanilla is kind of cake battery, and so I threw in some peaches into that one. Very delicious. And I like freshly ground flax in with my – I throw extra seeds in with my fiber because I'm always trying to up my fiber. But I'll tell you what makes a big difference with the shakes is adding in coconut milk. And, you know, I think that's one of the most important things that you can be doing because coconut milk, everything we put into this program is there for a reason. Okay, and the coconut milk is there because the fat in coconut milk is rich in medium-chain triglycerides. It helps you burn fat and improves satiety so you're not hungry. Coconut milk is antiviral and antibacterial, so it helps kill yeast. So this is something that we put in there for a very specific reason, and I think over the years I found one person who doesn't handle coconut milk. You know, so it's not like it's one of those reactive foods. It's very low reactivity. But some of the other things that you can include that we've put into the detox packets, and again, we had to make this optional because we recognize we have some people all over the country or all over the world doing this, but these we have options here. You know, we gave you the option of one kit or the other. In both kits, we've included these detox packets that support good phase two detoxification. Because again, remember, and I'm going to go through some of the different herbs that you also can look at for the long haul of as things that are going to really support good liver health, good detoxification, because this is something you want to be detoxifying daily for a long time. And green tea is one thing that really can help because it's really good for the liver, but also it's great for antioxidant support. Milk thistle, you've probably heard of as being great, silymaran, great for the liver. That's a big one. Dandelion extract. I'm just throwing a couple out that I want you to really know about. Curcumin's another one that I just love for good liver and detoxification support because it's very rich in antioxidants. And then
now I heard Tom O'Brien say curcumin's also found in turmeric. Is that fresh
turmeric?
Well, that's
curcumin. That's the same thing. Turmeric, curcumin.
It is.
So
okay.
Cook with it. You know, I do a lot of cooking with coconut milk and curcumin.
So do we. And we also do, you know, a lot of garlic, ginger, turmeric combination.
Garlic's another rock star. You should be having garlic every single day. It's going to kill off the bad gut bacteria. It's going to. It's antibacterial, antiviral, anti-inflammatory, antioxidant. I mean, it's like a super, super, duper, duper food. So it should be in there. And then other things that we've included in the packets are glycine, glutamine, taurine, lipoic acid, which is amazing for the liver, one of the most amazing things for the liver. Pulls out heavy metals, recycles major antioxidants. And actually, in liver poisoning, it's been found to rebuild the liver, so it's pretty amazing.
Oh, wow.
And then N-acetylcysteine, another incredible detox support nutrient. So those are those types of things we've included. The packets have a lot of that. And then we've also worked things into your recipes. So they're all there for a reason, okay? You know, these were well thought out. It was not random. Now, the other thing I want to talk about is digestion, and we've addressed this some when good digestion goes bad. We did have one of the kit choices, the Plus kit, had some digestive support in it. If you're finding that, you know, you're raising your hand going, me, like if you feel like you get more bloated as the day goes on, that when you eat something it just feels like it sits there, you feel that kind of that full but hungry, you have shortness of breath, throat clearing, joint pain, some of this stuff can be related to digestive issues, small intestinal bacterial overgrowth, which actually causes you to extract more calories from the foods you eat and store them as fat, yeast overgrowth, which can happen due to, you know, a high carbohydrate diet, birth control pills, excessive use of antibiotics, any use of antibiotics actually, low stomach acid, which is classic due to stress, that can then make it so that you're not breaking down your protein well, so you can't really use it. And so things that I love to use here are digestive enzymes, and I really think that everybody should go on a trial of good digestive enzymes. I've tried more digestive enzymes in my life. I think it's just one of those things that after the age of 30 should just be what you use. And mm-hmm. I've got to tell you, I'm in love with that bio. That is my most favorite of every thing I've ever tried, because BioGest actually works the best with the least amount of pills. I was mm-hmm. using one product and having to use six a meal. It was ridiculous. Mm. So one or two BioGest.
That's just not even practical.
No, it's ridiculous. I mean, I was like carrying a big bottle. Now I carry a little pill pack with them. I was like dragging this bottle around. But it was funny because at meals, I mean, then I pass the bottle. I still know that if I'm going to a meal, I have to bring bottles, because if I'm out with my digestive enzymes, then everybody wants them. You know? So I still bring extra, because otherwise it's not fair. This is the life of a nutritionist, you see. But digestive enzymes are definitely something you'd want to give a trial of. And again, I really look at high quality, where you don't want to, if you're having trouble with your stomach acid and digesting food, the last thing you want to do is take a supplement that's got things that are going to reduce the absorption of that nutrient, things like magnesium stearate, stearic acid, or ascorbyl palmitate. So watch your brands and make sure that you're not getting those, because that will just make the whole availability, the absorption of them, unpredictable, especially if you've got any digestive issues. And I got to tell you, Jackie, it's like everybody's got digestive issues, it seems like.
Mm-hmm. And you didn't say burping, but I'm obviously assuming that's a huge symptom.
That's massively major. And by the way, heartburn. Now, if you're someone with ulcers, the trial of enzymes, I'm going to tell you use plant enzymes instead. But for most people, heartburn is not because they have high stomach acids, it's because they have low stomach acid. So then the food goes into their stomach, sits there, and the stomach acid, the little there is, washes up and creates this heartburn. So for so many people, taking out reactive foods and giving them enzymes solves that. I'm amazed. In nearly every case, it does.
Mm-hmm.
Another critical thing here, of course, are probiotics, especially if you've been on any antibiotics. They say that in the first year or two of life, we actually set up our gut flora for life. Mm. And probiotics used during that time can just totally change your gut flora, which is just so disturbing to hear. So probiotics
used when you're an infant? Is that what you mean, the first 2 years?
No, antibiotics when you're an infant.
Oh, antibiotics. Got it. Okay.
Gut flora forever. So probiotics are another big one that I add into that mix of just let's work on, you know, healing the gut if digestion's bad, trial of digestive enzymes, trial of probiotics. And then if you've got that, and I see so many people now with this because, you know, they've damaged their gut flora, they haven't been feeding it with good probiotics and good fiber, and now they've got an overgrowth of the bad gut flora, and it makes them bloated and makes them more reactive and makes them store more calories from fat. And that's why I love the berberine, because berberine can help restore good gut floral balance, where you've got more of the healthy gut flora that keeps your immune system intact and can kill off that bad bacteria. That, I mean, literally, it's its own area of weight loss resistance, this bad bacteria.
Mm-hmm.
So I bring that up because I know that we had a couple different options, and if you're finding now that you're kind of going, gosh, I'm bloated or I'm burping, or, you know, that should have resolved itself. If it
mm-hmm.
hasn't, look at that plus kit and using those products. Okay, let's talk about what you're going to be doing this week, and then we're going to talk about burst training. And then we are going to turn you loose and have you do it. So this week, if you are someone who you are that one or two people that we have on the call who are working out hard and you don't want to lose any more weight, you can just keep doing what you were doing last week. But for the rest of you, this week we're taking out the carbohydrates in that evening meal, the high fiber starchy carbohydrates, not the vegetables. We're also going to lower the fat a little bit. You'll notice that I put a lot of fat in meals. Fat helps you burn fat, and it's very satiating, and it's great for your hair, skin, and nails, and your brain. Fat's not what makes you fat. It's high glycemic carbs and damaged fats and eating too much healthy food and not getting enough sleep and having toxic overload and SIBO and all the other stuff, right? But we are going to lower the fat a little bit, and we're going to lower the fruit. So if you are looking at this because you want to get the weight loss even a little bit more. At this point, I see most people generally will have lost somewhere between 2 and 5 pounds. If you want to crank it up, you know, what you can do is bring the fruit and the shake down to a half a cup, and you can bring the fat we're using a cup of coconut milk that's got 50 calories. Don't worry about the fat in there, but we will take your serving of healthy fat in your meal down to one serving. So that's where the fat will drop, or 1 to 2 servings rather than the 1 to 3 servings. So one to two servings of healthy fat in the meal, strive for one. Go for a leaner cut like turkey or chicken, right, rather than grass-fed beef. That'll be leaner. And just keep kicking up those vegetables. Now, the shakes, though, stay the same. And one of the things I'm going to emphasize is what Jackie told me that I'm going to be doing this week, which is adding kale and spinach. So let's all try it, and let's all say positive comments about it in the forum. You know
or
who
the
truth. Are. Oh, some people just got to let it rip. It's like, okay, when you feel a little better, you're going to go, okay, never mind, I feel great.
And the thing is that I put the vegetables in there really because I know I can just sneak them in there and I don't taste them. It's almost just an extra bonus for me. And it works.
Cool. So we have this week's meal plan. It's real self-explanatory. We're basically doing last week, but lowering the fat and the fruit and taking out the high fiber carb in the dinner meal. And then I also have in there your additional cleanse support. I have basically some of the things I ran through today, plus. So a handout on that for you to do as well. And you will be, we're going to talk burst training next, but you also will be getting, towards the end of this week, you'll get the information for week 3, because we aren't going to leave you hanging. You know, this was obviously 2 weeks as a focused cleanse, but the most important thing is, to me, where do you go from here? And how do you take what's happened during these 2 weeks and then, you know, build on it? So what we're going to do next week is, prior to the class, I want you to take your post-symptoms checklist and look. We're going to reevaluate goals, and we'll talk about where we go from here. If you're running out of shakes, because I know some people were because they started early, you can always purchase a sustain kit. The kits are online, so you can purchase more shakes, more fiber. If you want to get the kit that's also got the GI support, I don't know what we called it, but anyway, it's the plus. So don't let yourself run out of shakes. But we will be talking about how to build on your success next week. And I also am going to want to hear about your success when we do our final Q&A call. And that Q&A call, we're going to really discuss, you know, where do we go from here? How do we build on this? How often should we cleanse? All that kind of stuff. But one more thing that I want to address today is burst style training. And I have this as optional, and I really want you to be kind to yourself and see how you feel. Okay, so if you're feeling great, your energy's great, which it really should be, you know, at this point, again, that depends on how toxic you are and where you started. If you had like a D diet and you started, you know, you might be, and you had a lot of reactive foods in there and you were food reacting, hey, it might be a little longer for you. If you really had a high sugar diet, it might be a little longer. But based on what you feel, remember we did have you moving more and using a pedometer to track your steps. The next thing that I want you to do is to start what I call burst to blast fat, is to start doing some cardio burst style training. And what's so fabulous about burst style training is that you can do less to get more. And I really love things like that, don't you?
Yes. Who doesn't?
Who doesn't? So burst style training is great because in burst style training, 4 minutes of intense exercise equals 20 minutes of regular endurance exercise. So you just got 16 minutes in my book. And so how you do burst style training is you are going to choose a full body type of exercise that could be running, stair climbing, the elliptical, bike riding, swimming, I'm spacing on a few, Turkish get-ups, which are horrible. You can Google me on YouTube and put in Turkish get-ups and laugh. Jump roping, using the exciser, that's what I use. And if you look at we've included a bonus on bursting, and you'll see me doing the exciser. You can do any of those things, and the deal is get your body warmed up, right? But then do one of those things for 30 to 60 seconds all out. The deal is you shouldn't be able to go to 61 seconds. It is not based on heart rate. It is based on your perceived exertion. You should feel like you can. You are not pacing yourself to get to 60 seconds. You are going all out, and somewhere between 30 and 60 seconds, you are done. That's how it works. Okay, mm-hmm. So all out for 30 to 60 seconds, and at 61 seconds, you're done. And then at 61 seconds, you're going to actively recover. So if you sprinted for 60 seconds, walk it off for 2 minutes, and do it again to accumulate 4 to 8 minutes of total bursting. If you haven't been doing this before, 4 minutes total is great. So let's say you're going to use one of the excisers that you'll see me doing. I get on the exciser, I push it for 30 seconds, I get off, I walk around and do some other stuff for a minute, I get back on, I push it again for 30. So whatever it is, it could be on a bike, you stand up, you pedal as hard as you can at 100 RPMs with increased tension for a minute, you sit down, you take the tension off, you pedal at 70 RPMs to recover for 2 minutes. The recovery actually helps you buffer the lactic acid you produce during the burst and use it as an alternative fuel source so that you can keep going. And what happens when you do repeated bursts to accumulate 8 total minutes of bursting is that you build up this lactic acid that then triggers a growth hormone response, which, of course, then helps your body rebuild, creates good immune response, is anti-inflammatory, helps slow down the aging process, helps you burn more fat and build muscle. Yay. And so what I love most about burst style training is that unlike endurance training, which can be hard on your adrenals, create a lot of oxidative stress, deplete your immune system, lower your testosterone, this is just the opposite. It builds the building hormones. It helps boost testosterone and growth hormone. It helps your body learn how to handle stress better. It helps with your immune system. It helps slow down the aging process. And by the way, 90% of people don't exercise because they say they don't have enough time, and you can do it in a short amount of time. If you don't have the 16 to 18 minutes it takes to do it that way where you burst and recover, you can always just do 4 bursts spread throughout the day. Jump on your exerciser for a minute and then go do your life, come back, do it again, go do your life. If you're at work, take the stairs, then go do your stuff, then take the stairs again, right? So truly it means there's no excuse. Mm-hmm. So ideally, this is something you're adding in this week. Now, you could see that if you did it in repeated bursts that you're going to start to sweat too, which is a 2-for-1, right, in terms of detoxification. Mm-hmm. So I've included my how to burst in this week so that you can go through. And again, you've heard it here, but you can also see me in action. And you can read the handout on how to burst so that you can start doing this. And I got to tell you, the thing I love the most, because I keep saying what I love the most, what I love more than the most, is that when people start bursting, in a matter of a week or two, they start to notice a massive difference in everything they do. They're stronger.
Mm-hmm.
So do you burst, Jackie? I'm going to put you on the spot.
I do sometimes. It depends. If my base is built, I do. But there are times that I go through different fitness levels. Like I'll be playing tennis a lot, and then a lot of that is bursting.
I was going to say tennis is burst training.
Yeah, exactly.
It is
and then sometimes if I'm not playing tennis a lot, and you know, even skiing sometimes feels like burst training, because if you're going,
skiing,
you're doing any
training.
Moguls, right?
When you look at most sports,
it's rare to find
a sport that's not burst training. Hockey, soccer, football, basketball, tennis, they're burst training sports. Right?
And that's me. Like, I prefer to do sports when I do it versus just, you know, being on a treadmill or walking. So many times if I'm doing sports, which I tend to do all year round, I am sort of doing that natural burst training, or if I'm rollerblading. But sometimes when I'm just doing boring walking because I haven't done, because I do, I really sort of think walking is sort of boring, I forget and I don't have as much energy and I don't do it as much.
Yeah,
that was the on-the-spot answer.
Okay, we should be walking. We should be moving every single day. Part of life is walking, is getting from place to place, is moving, is doing tasks. And if you look back 1,000 years ago, we would have had to do a couple hours a day just to get stuff done.
Mm-hmm.
So ideally, in your everyday life, you are building in movement. And then that's just moving. and then this is your exercise. In order for something to be exercise, you have to get hot, you have to sweat, and it should hurt a little bit. Otherwise, it is not exercise. Sorry, that always makes me unpopular. However. So, there you have it. Okay, so those are the big things for this week. Next week we will be talking about where you go from here, how you keep building on this, how often you should cleanse. So be sure to download before that class your post-symptoms quiz, and we'll also have recipes for moving on available as well. See, it was, we didn't just leave you hanging. So,
and then we also have a live Q&A even the following week.
Yeah,
so
we have a live Q&A the week after, just to make sure that everything, you know, any questions get answered, you know what to do from here, et cetera. So, yes, don't forget about that either. And send your questions in, and you'll tell them next week how to do that, right?
Absolutely.
Okay, cool. So go forth and cleanse.
Yeah, and here's to a great week, because I have to say that I'm really looking forward to the second week a lot more than I was the first few days.
Yeah, the hard part, the hardest part is over. So.
And, you know, I did see a couple people say that, you know, this way of eating is really just how I eat when I'm at my absolute best. So it's a great thing to be thinking that way, because you can take it further than just the three, you know, we're doing it for 14 days, but then the extra week, and you have your Q&A. You can, if this is really the way that you're eating when you're at your best, it's things that you can keep doing that's sustainable.
Yep. So you will see next week you're going to learn how to not just sustain but improve. Okay.
Yeah, love it. Okay,
right,
well,
cool.
Have a great week.
All righty, see you.